Today's reading is coming from 1 Peter, so if you want to get your Bibles out, ready.
Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors,
but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake.
Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart.
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall.
But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word that was preached to you. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted the Lord is good.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So as we open God's word together, let me pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you that for the words that Peter said and wrote all those years ago were relevant then and are still relevant today. Open these words to our hearts. May we be impacted by them. May we hear what it is that you're saying, and then may we go and do something about it for your kingdom and for your glory. Holy Spirit, move through the places that we are now. In your name, amen. So, welcome to our living room, and I'm Rick, and we're going to explore 1 Peter 1, 17 through to 2, 3. And the main thing I want to pull out is that God is good. And I think in this time we forget that God is good. He is still there and we can still see his goodness. What are you valuing more at the moment? I've noticed that in me, things have changed massively. I no longer really value the things that I thought were important, because actually other things have become more valuable to me. You know, I even now look forward to those FaceTime calls with my parents, even though before I didn't. And now I'm thinking, I can't wait actually to tell them about the things that are going on. You know, it's bizarre, isn't it? You know, we see people with masks, and we see our NHS and our key workers wearing those PPE stuff. They're the things that matter now, not different things that I thought were important. And Peter's talking about that in the first bit of what we heard. He's going, look, remember who God is. I've noticed in my journey in this that I've remembered who God is. And it's brought this whole new fruitful life with him with it. And it's taken a world pandemic for that to happen. That's not great really, is it? But also, you know, he says to, in verse 18, he says, don't forget, you know, you are foreigners in this time. This is a weird time. And our relationship with God, we may have felt a long distance away, but actually he is longing to be close. And then Peter writes about the fact that, you know, it came at a cost. This relationship that we have with him came at a cost. Yes, the cost of Jesus, but because of Jesus, because of the goodness of God, because he wanted a relationship with each of us, it cost Jesus his life. But I'm so, so thankful for that. It's so amazing. And Peter is very great in saying, look, you've got this new DNA, which I'm going to unpack in a moment. You know, but in Christ, he says in verse 21, New Living Translation, says, through Christ, you have come to trust in God. You have placed your faith and your hope in God. the different things that are now helping us get through to save us are very different to what they were. And yes, I knew God way before this pandemic hit. But now I have a new realization and a fresh, inspired relationship with him because of it. I have put more faith. I'm putting more hope in him. What about you? What are the things that you're valuing at the moment that maybe you didn't really value before? There's so much to be thankful for, and there's so much to see God's goodness in. I'm seeing that in the relationships I have with my friends. They're more fruitful than before. With my family, those different areas that maybe I took for granted before. What are the areas that you are now valuing? What are the things that actually now seem to save you through lockdown that maybe you didn't realise before? So Peter writes and continues to talk about this new DNA that we have. I'm really thankful in this time as well for a back garden. We're really fortunate. But recently, we've had a moss that isn't great for your lawn. You know, I want Old Trafford football ground. That's the type of surface I want. And in actual fact, it looks nothing like that. And so we've taken some action. When I say we, I mean Claire has taken action because she loves her garden. And so we've put some stuff down, and thankfully the moss is starting to die away and new grass is growing. It's great to see. But you have to rake away all of the moss. And Peter is talking about this new life that we have, this new DNA. But this new DNA, yes, our lives have been changed from the inside out. But that isn't just something that is going to just disappear. This is something that's long lasting, he says. You know, way longer than grass and flowers that disappear, he writes about, doesn't he, in verse 24. This new life will last forever, he says. That's something to hold on to and to see, as this is God's goodness for you and for me. This new life is incredible, but not without its challenges, right? Just like with the moss, the challenge of raking it, but you look at it and you think, wow, actually now it's starting to look good. We're actually getting grass there where there was moss before. But then Peter says right at the beginning of chapter 2, therefore get rid of evil behaviour, it says in the New Living Translation. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. You know, Gareth helpfully talked about the way that we make metals, and the impurities come to the top and then it gets siphoned off. And actually, those are the things that Peter's talking about here. He's reminding his readers, look, even though you have this new life, it's not going to be easy. And you're still going to get those things from the old life. And actually, you need to get rid of them. Just like we're having to get rid of the moss that isn't helping our grass to grow. So what are those things that maybe are in the way for you at the moment? And it can feel heavy, this stuff. And it takes time. But Peter is saying, look, you've got this new life. You've tasted the goodness of God. And surely you want more of that. Just like a new baby needs milk. And if we long for this life with God to grow even more and more, and it become more fruitful, then we need to rid ourselves of these things. And that might take time. But you know what I've noticed with God in this time is that God's outside of that. And he longs to spend time with us. So this week, maybe you could kind of write down all the goodness that you're seeing God doing in your life, in those around you. But also maybe you're going to take some time this week and go, what are the areas of my life that still need work? Are there areas within my relationships that aren't good? Lord, come, I pray. Thank you for your goodness, but also in those moments where we know that we're speaking bad of people, we're jealous, we're all of the things that Peter writes about. Lord, help us, I pray, to rid ourselves of those. And help us, I pray, to taste your goodness this week. In your name, amen.